Three Choices News, June 2022, Issue 6. A message from the Managing Director, Meta. This newsletter is an update about Three Choices and what we have been doing so far this year. Living with COVID-19. We carry on keeping people safe at Three Choices, whilst also making our services and support the best they can be. We are still following COVID-19 safety rules given by the government to help keep everyone healthy and safe. Find out what we do to keep people safe here. www.surreychoices.com. Community choices, day services and changing days. We have been giving support based on person-centred plans. People have been learning to travel more independent and do activities they are interested in. We are working with Surrey County Council to find new hubs that suit the activities and support people's wants. People have been learning to travel, be more independent and do activities they are interested in. We are working with Surrey County Council to find new hubs that suit the activities and support people's wants. Later this year, we will be leaving the Knoll Fairways and moving into Thameside in Staines. We will keep you updated on this move. If you have any questions or worries about our hubs, please speak to our staff member at your service. Employability. The employability team has been busy helping people back into work and finding places for volunteering and work experience. They have done so well that Surrey County Council are giving more funding to the service so that we can support more people into work. Our Future Choice. This programme is supporting young people in school and colleges to get ready for work. Our vocational projects are also working with employability. This is so they can better support people to learn new skills they can use in future jobs. Shared Lives. We are looking for more people to become a Shared Lives carer, to offer a place to stay for a short time or permanently. If you or someone you know is interested, please contact sharedlives@surreychoices.com. Short and flexible breaks. The Short Breaks Banstead team are finding new ways to support people and have the chance to try out new things whilst their family have a break from caring. We plan to hire more staff to give evening and weekend support in our Flexi Choices service over the year. Travel Choices. More people are making use of Travel Choices to learn independent travel training. To find out more about how the service is developing, www.surreychoices.com. Feedback. Over the year, we've asked everyone using our services, families and carers, what they thought of the support. Thank you to everyone who took part. 85% of people said they would recommend Surrey Choices to a friend or a family member. 83% said their service was good or great. Good news stories. Chloe, who is supported by Future Choices, volunteers at the Just for Kids charity shop. Just for Kids nominated Chloe for the Surrey Heath Rotary Young Citizen Award to recognise the great work Chloe has done for her community. Councillor Sarah Jake Croak presented Chloe with her certificate and trophy. Chloe has learnt new skills and grown in confidence since she started volunteering and was very proud to receive the award. Independent living and life skills. Colleagues, families and people supported by Short Breaks visited Surrey Outdoor Learning and Development, SOLD, for 2 days. They took part in a range of team building activities to build their confidence, from frisbee throwing competitions to supporting each other on low ropes courses and learning how to start a fire with flint. Lots of people stepped out of their comfort zones. This was Short Break's first trip to SOLD and they loved every minute of the time they spent there. Friendship, relationships and community. Shannon came to Shared Lives as she needed somewhere to live. Through the Shared Lives matching process, a carer came up who was the perfect fit for Shannon based on their likes, interests and hobbies. Shannon has been living with her carer for over 2 years. They see each other as family and Shannon calls her carer Nan. They enjoy doing things together like going shopping and Shannon will always ask her carer for advice when she needs it. With the help of her carer, Shannon has also become more independent. She has learnt how to clean, wash her clothes, manage her money, and know what to do in emergencies. Health and well-being. M has anxieties about leaving the community hub at Priory Gate, which stops him from taking part in outings with his peers. Before the pandemic, staff had worked with M to help him to feel confident outside. Lockdown has made things very difficult for M to think about going out again. Since going back to the hub, staff have been talking with M about what a fun day out looks like to focus on the good things. Then one day, M came into the hub asking if we could go out in the car. He wanted to go out for lunch. M went out for more than an hour, which was a really big goal of his. Well done, M. Thameside Centre update. The Thameside Centre in Staines has been chosen as a new hub for people currently attending the NOEL. Surrey County Council will work with us to modernise and make the building accessible. It will include countertops that can be raised or lower and changing places facilities. Early this month, we held an open day for staff to visit Thameside. Staff were able to share their thoughts and make suggestions for improving the design of the hub. We are really excited for the new hub. We will let you know updates about Thameside over the next few months. News and events. New local charity of the year. We are really excited to be supporting Action for Carers Surrey as our new local charity of the year. They support carers of all ages across Surrey. Surrey Choices will work with them to learn how to better support carers. Nominate a staff member. The 2022 Colleagues Awards are open until the 1st of July. Family, carers and the people we support can nominate a staff member for the My Hero Award. Go to our website www.surreychoices.com/staff-awards to nominate a staff member who has given amazing support to someone. Karen wins the Compassion Award at the Markle Care Awards. Karen won this award for going above and beyond to help people find jobs and places to volunteer so they can reach their goals. Congratulations, Karen. Choices Voice has recently launched a new podcast called Surrey Voices. They talk a lot about disability and mental health, featuring guest appearances. To listen to the podcast, search Surrey Voices on your podcast app. Refer a friend to Surrey Choices. Do you know someone who would love to work for Surrey Choices? Take a look at our current vacancies and get in touch with us. www.surreychoices.com/vacancies. Surrey Choices Celebrating Success Awards. Last month, Surrey Choices hosted our first ever Celebrating Success Awards at Denby's Wine Estate. The awards highlight the achievements of people supported by Surrey Choices and organisations we work with. Find out more about the awards www.surreychoices.com. The judging panel was comprised of disabled people and colleagues from Surrey Choices. The judges were impressed how each of the winners has to overcome challenges, achieve new goals, and demonstrated the values of Surrey Choices. You can watch videos of the winners at www.youtube.com/Surrey Choices. Celebrating Success Winners. Health and Wellbeing Award winners. Justin Lloyd, Community Choices. Patsy Fowler, Short Breaks. Friends, Relations and Community. Christopher Roche, Community Choices. Tom Rowland, Future Choices. Independent Living and Life Skills. Elizabeth Morris, Community Choices. Mark Loxley, Community Choices. Employment, Volunteering and Vocational Learning. Andrew Christopher, Employability. Anthony Goodwin, Supported Internship. Working in Partners with Employers. Dry Peace Dort Rural Life Living Museum. Working in Partnership with Communities. Lyndon Bridge School. Surrey Outdoor Learning and Development. Thank you for listening to this newsletter read by Natasha Hall.